So then if everyone is able to find their seats, I think we are able to start. And welcome to all of you, Prime Minister Milo Dukanovic, ministers. It's great to see you all here today. In a few minutes, we will sign the protocol for the accession of Montenegro to the NATO alliance. This is an important step, and it comes at an historic moment for Montenegro. On Saturday, Montenegrins will celebrate 10 years of independence. In those 10 years, Montenegro has come a long way, reforming laws, building institutions, and re-establishing the country's place within the international community. Montenegro has contributed to NATO, to EU and UN operations. It has encouraged regional cooperation and compromise in the Balkans, and it has implemented major reforms. Today's signing of the accession protocol recognizes this progress. From now on, Montenegro will be represented as an invitee at NATO meetings. Today also marks the beginning of the ratification process. When completed, we will soon welcome Montenegro as the 29th full member of the alliance. This is not the end of Montenegro's journey, but the beginning of a new, secure chapter in its history. We expect Montenegro to pursue its reforms. This work remains important, and NATO will continue to provide support and assistance. Becoming a member of NATO will help ensure Montenegro's long-term stability, sovereignty, and security. It will give Montenegro a seat at the table and the ability to shape NATO policy. And Montenegro's achievements demonstrates clearly that NATO's door remains open. I would now like to invite Prime Minister Milo Dukanovic to speak. Please, you have the floor.
Poštovani generalni sekretare.
Esteemed Mr. Secretary General, Honorable Excellencies, it is my honor to have the opportunity to address you at this important moment for my country. It is equally important as the 2nd of December 2015, when from the same place you extended invitation to Montenegro to start negotiations on accession to the alliance. We are particularly pleased and honored that signing of the accession protocol will take place here at the level of the MFAs, and that thus you have paid high tribute and appreciation to the efforts that Montenegro has been making in crossing these last sections on the path towards fully-fledged membership. Today's solemn event in this headquarters of NATO has special symbolics. It coincides with the celebration of the 10th anniversary of restoration of independence. This is for us the best confirmation that on the 1st of May 2006, we bravely and thoughtfully stepped on the right path. Today we can be proud of the results that we have achieved. In 10 years' time, Montenegro needs to cross just one more step to become a part of NATO, and it has well advanced on the path towards EU. It means that we had a vision when we renewed our country, and we set our priorities well. We are seriously meeting our obligations in order to accomplish these goals. Alike then, today we have firm willingness, and we are ready and decisive to meet the standards and to adopt joint and common values of countries around this table. We desire a stable, democratic, and developed multi-ethnic Montenegro within the Euro-Atlantic community of peoples and nations. We desire progress of Montenegrin society, which will give a chance to our citizens, particularly to the youth, with whom lies the future of Montenegro. The integration processes of our country are unstoppable, and there is no alternative. They are a part of our everyday life. It's a future that has started, a future that we shall pursue. That is why we are fully committed to continuation of the reforms, particularly in the area of rule of law. We shall continue to achieve good results in the fields of fight against organized crime and corruption. We shall ensure majority popular support for Montenegro membership in NATO. We will also continue with work on reforming the defense sector. We are committed and we will work very hard to emancipate our society, to prepare it for life in the collectiveness of the European and Euro-Atlantic community of the 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this is a very important event for our neighbors as well. Approximation of Montenegro to the alliance and its upcoming membership will bring about strengthening of stability and security in our region and beyond. Our neighbors will get another friend in the alliance, and NATO will have a dedicated promoter of its values in an area of Western Balkans that has been lagging for such a long time. Montenegrin membership in NATO has a wider geopolitical dimension and further positive effects. We are aware that these are very sensitive and challenging times for the alliance. We are aware that collective security is more important than ever, that solidarity and collectiveness are a precondition for its strengthening. It is our exceptional honor that in these times we are acquiring the right to sit around the same table with you. Even though we will not have the right to vote until our membership becomes formal, our voice will be heard. It will convey the message that Montenegro stands ready to share the responsibility with the allies, to stand shoulder to shoulder with you, not only in good times, but also in hard times and decisions. Honorable ministers, I would like to use this opportunity to express my gratitude once again to you, to your governments, and to you, Mr. Stoltenberg, personally, and to your team, because at this stage of integration, you were with us. And you have been providing unconditional support to Montenegro on its parts towards NATO. It is our joint success because your suggestions, your support, your assistance are built into all of our results. Without you, we would not have been here. Dear friends, by signing the protocol, the conditions will be met for the start of the new stage, ratification in the National Parliament. These are expectations that the allies would finalize ratification as soon as possible so that in mid-next year, Montenegro would become a fully-fledged member of the alliance. Please rest assured that we will give you enough reasons and rationale to complete without any delay this task. I'm looking forward to our next meeting in Warsaw, where Montenegro will for the first time participate as an invitee and be sitting around a table with 28 allies, soon to become the 29th member state of NATO. You can count on us at any time. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you so much, Prime Minister Dukanovic. And now we will proceed with the signing ceremony. And I will ask each allied representative in turn to sign the accession protocol, and we will do it in alphabetic order. So I would now like to invite the representative of the Republic of Albania to sign the accession protocol. And we will do this... That's the right way. It is very well planned. And then I will ask the representative of the Kingdom of Belgium to sign the accession protocol. And then I invite the representative of the Republic of Bulgaria to sign the accession protocol. And then next to sign is the representative of Canada, so please. And now I invite the representative from Croatia to sign the accession protocol. And then I invite the representative of the Czech Republic to sign the accession protocol. And the next to sign the protocol is the representative from the Kingdom of Denmark. And now I invite the representative of the French Republic to sign the accession protocol. And the next to sign the protocol is the representative of the Federal Republic of Germany. And then I invite the representative of the Hellenic Republic to sign the accession protocol. The next to sign is the representative of the Hungary to sign the protocol. And then I invite the representative of the Republic of Iceland to sign the protocol. And then I invite the representative of the Italian Republic to sign the accession protocol. And now I would like to ask the representative of the Republic of Latvia to sign the accession protocol. And the next to sign the protocol is the representative of the Republic of Lithuania. And now I invite the representative of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg to sign the accession protocol. And then I invite the representative of the Kingdom of the Netherlands to sign the accession protocol. And then I will ask the representative of the Kingdom of Norway to sign the accession protocol. And now I invite the representative of the Republic of Poland to sign the accession protocol. And now I invite the representative of the Portuguese Republic to sign the accession protocol. And the next to sign the protocol is the representative of Romania. Please. And then I would like to ask the representative of the Slovak Republic to sign the accession protocol. And now I invite the representative of the Republic of Slovenia to sign the accession protocol. The next to sign the protocol is the representative of the Kingdom of Spain. And then I invite the representative of the Republic of Turkey to sign the accession protocol. And then it is the representative of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland to sign the accession protocol. And now I invite the representative of the United States of America to sign the accession protocol. Then I would like to thank you all for this signing ceremony and for you all signing the protocol. I think you all performed quite well. So this was a successful signing ceremony. I would also like to congratulate Prime Minister Ukanovich once again. And I have a small present for you, which is this pen that was used by all Allied representatives to sign this document on this historic day. So this is for you. Thank you. So that concludes this signing ceremony. Then we are actually supposed to move out to have the family photo. And this time it's going to be taken outside in front of the NATO star, because the NATO star is going to be moved. So this is perhaps the last time you will see it in front of this building. It's going to be moved to the new building. And since it's also a sunny day in Brussels, we have to go outside to see the sun for at least a few minutes. So if you now proceed to the entrance, you will take the picture.